and there's a lease, and it says you don't pay me anything. I have no income. No income from it. Okay? I can't sell it. The reason I keep it in my name and I let them lease it is that I have a way to say, keep it nice. Don't let the furniture get bad. It's got to be kept nice and pristine. I can't sell it. I don't get revenue from it. And my comment is on all five or six of those, and I have not made this argument before, so I'm not busting Susan's chops on this one. Okay? The reason I brought it up this time is the assessments increased, and I said, guys, I don't mind paying a little bit, but this isn't right. And here's the reason, the main reason that I say that it's not right. Okay, and I'm not saying you want to rule on this today, but I really would ask that Susan and I work on it because I don't think it's fair, is that pool, as I said, it's not sellable. It does not generate any income. And the main reason that I don't think it ought to be taxed or it ought to have some very nominal tax, okay, is because all the value that pool gives all those units more value and more appraised value and more taxes. But it is not an asset that ought to be taxed. And here's my comment, and I'll shut up then, Mr. Chairman. And I have that. For example, the club at Thousand Hills does not have very good amenities. Tuscany Place has no amenities. And the values per square foot typically are 15 to 20% less than other developments that have amenities, which goes to that point. So that was the reason. So that one's in here. Okay. I'm just telling you the reason that it's there, why it's there, and the reason that I don't think the tax is appropriate.
You think it'd be more appropriate to treat it like vacant land?
Yes, something nominal.
I appreciate your saying these things because I'm learning every minute here things I don't know. I do know at Big Cedar, is it? There's like a whole section where there's nothing, zero. They don't pay anything because supposedly everyone else is paying in on it. And so, if we're aware of this situation, then we should be treating everybody the same. I've just not gotten to this part yet.
This is just for my benefit, but if it was owned by the HOA, is that assessed?
I have seen them be assessed also, even if the HOA owns it.
We can look into it and look at it across the board.
This is in his name.
It still has
Well, I guess if we don't.
What was it last year? Kenny will pull it up, but
could I have Kenny interject what he
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
of Please.
Things, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Helpful.
The property she was talking about out at Big Cedar is common element properties. Common element, mm-hmm. Of course, Daniels.
Yeah.
I understand why you do it the way you do.
Right.
That way you have control, like you said, you keep it clean. This property here is in Dan's name. That property there is a common element. So it's
in the HOA.
But here's the difference, okay?
But
your point.
Hold on.
I'll tell you the reason that I said it. I have to do that way to maintain the. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's right.
And if I don't maintain it, then that nightly rental company will not work, okay? Because they'll start setting. They won't keep it up, okay? They will restrict hours because they'll want to frustrate that dirty, rotten developer again. Okay?
Sure.
So my comment is, all that sales tax that the city and the county and the state gets will go away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about property tax only.
Dan, as Judge Effort used to say, you sold the shoes, I think.
So, yeah.
But so I guess if you would like to.
I'll talk.
You, Mr. Chairman.
I just wanted to finish hearing what Kenny had to say about it. Is that all that you had?
Yeah, I mean, he does it one way and the other condos do it another way.
Okay.
You know, I see what it's doing, but I don't know how else we have to, because it's in his name, we tax him for it.
Sure, right? Sure.
If it said common element, he'd be free and
what,
clear.
What I actually do, just to his point, and I'll be glad to show you support, part of that lease is, guess who pays the property tax?
You do.
The association pays. They pay all operating costs, okay, and they take care of it. The reason I leave it in my name is so that I can keep the rules to be favorable to the nightly revenue.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
So what do you recommend, David?
Well, I was going to propose one or two things. From the way you guys have been talking, would it be beneficial for us to table it for you to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
And do you think that is something that you could...
Yeah.
Because there's five or six of these that are all about pools.
Are they all on this today?
No, yes.
They're all on here
today? Yes.
We could... I mean, I know you love coming here, so why not table it?
I don't have anything better to do.
You don't have anything to do.
Ms. Chapman, yes. When you become assessor, you get to know Dan Ruta. So that's they didn't tell you that part when you were campaigning, but it is. I won't say side effect, but a byproduct of.
Offense to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what, I mean, you do a fair amount of investment in the area. This is a unique product that really very few deal with. I mean, as far as this particular thing is different than the other.
I'm happy to talk to.
So we're going
to
table this.
We are inclined to do something for you, but it might be beneficial to do.
I'm fine with that. I would love to work with her.
So we're going
to
table.
Which ones would that be?
So what that is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the only one left that is not a operations or a pool or a clubhouse, I believe is the, I'm going to talk about the villas at Branson Hills.
I'd like you to tell us which ones are the operations
okay.
pools and the clubhouse. So
hold on. I can tell you. Hold on. Here, I have to look at the assessment.
So I think I see a phone number here. If you just look at the phone number, it's his, or basically.
One of them is Legacy Operation. What do you want to know off of that one?
Is it 2021 dash what?
67.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so we're going to
that's
take,
one of them. The majestic operations is one of them.
That's 64.
Okay, another one is. Majestic operations. Yeah.
Kingsgate. Is Kingsgate one?
Probably.
68.
If you look at the last four digits of the phone number.
Legacy at Thousand Hills Owners Association is one of them.
Table Rock Investments, is that a separate? No, that's a different one.
That was somebody else.
That's the same phone number.
I don't keep track. Yeah, Kingsgate Operations.
No, we already ruled on that
is
one.
Is one of them.
Oh, that's right.
She has them. They're all the ones that have operations on them.
Okay, so which is the one that you still need to talk about?
If I can, it is the Branson Hills. And last six numbers are 064002.
Investments of the Ozarks.
Investment
what
of the
number
Ozarks.
Is that?
Yes.
What number is that?
What is that?
65. Okay.
All right, looking at BOE number 65. And
I didn't build any garages here, Mr. Chairman. Okay, so this piece of property, can you pull up the schematic for me, please?
Now, didn't you say this was the BOE last year?
I'm sorry?
Was this a last year BOE?
No,
I
know.
No, it was
no.
18.
No, I don't think he's going to support
this. All right, it was reassessed.
What was last year's?
This one last year was $377,000, and it went up $71,000 to $401,000 appraise value.
Okay, so it went up about 24.
And what do you, what's your request?
Well, can you pull the plat up again? I didn't build any garages.
Do you have a particular number that you, do you have a particular number you're
yes.
asking to go to?
So there's really two reasons. You guys want to get to the bottom line. So there's two things that happened on the schematic. Last year, I built a building and sold it. Okay? So those got taxed. Those get taxed at $2,500, $2,000 a piece. Okay? If you go up there right now, I have five or six buildings under construction. You have? Yeah, you're just greedy.
He gets paid on commission.
I understand. Yeah. Good for him. So my comment was, I haven't gone back to the inception of time. I'm sure My comment is the number ought to go down every year. So 10 years ago, no, I'm sorry, 8 years ago, I bought this property from Guaranty Bank that had foreclosed on Mr. Wilco, who had in Guaranty Bank and Mr. Wilco. Mr. Wilco, I'm just talking about those developers, are either really smart or really dumb. Mr. Wilco had been very successful in our community, as Greg knows, made a lot of money building two or three custom homes a year and made probably $250,000 a year. He got to looking at, you know, successful developers like the Combses and said, I'm going to come over to Branson and get me some of that, okay? So anyway, he had built three patio homes there plus the clubhouse, okay? I bought it. We bought it from Guaranty Bank for $600,000. They had almost $5 million in the development. I thought, surely to goodness, I'm as good as the Combses are, and I can build. There was the 15 more fourplexes to build. He had built three. Okay? So he had $4 million in it. We paid $600,000. That number doesn't work, Greg. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I thought, surely I can build this out in 3 years and make a little money. Okay? That was 2013. Yeah. This is 2021. So we busted our chops, and I've had a guy sitting up there on that project 5 and 6 days a week, and we have sold 4 or 5 units every year until the last 12 months. The only reason that we make a little money up there for the last 5.5 years is because we had no debt. Okay? So right now, the last year, this project had an assessed value of $377. It's now at $401 or $401,000. I have less land to build. I have a total of 26 units that I can still build out of the original 72. Okay?
I think I see where you're going with this.
Thank you.
And in the spirit of how it had been done with developer lots, because we're not talking about any of the developed stuff here, right?
No.
We're talking about that around area. I see.
Yeah.
So right today, Mr. Chairman, is I got this pool and clubhouse is still in my name. I get zero income, and I have a commitment to give that to these people when I'm done. And that's part of the assessed value that Susan has in there, as she would if I were in her job.
So you're requesting it to be moved at 80% of what it was last year, which is $332,194.
And I think I'm being more than fair with you, because I think it ought to be less than that, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Well,
I think that's
I won't thank you, like you don't need to thank me for lowering the amount of taxes that you pay.
Okay.
But I'm going to make a motion that we approve his request to $332,194 on BO65.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
How much did you make it?
$332,194, which is 80% of the previous value. I believe, is that it? That's it for today, because we're tabling these others, because you're going to...
If that's okay.
Because the assessor has been working hard to try to work with folks in that regard, and that is kind of a unique thing that... So, appreciate that.
So in your words, now we get to hear from the good developers?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to know...
The good developer broke, just like what you said.
Monday, I'm working with Holiday Hills. I'm not sure for how long, but then I'll
bring you. That's fine. Whenever.
Okay. Hey, thanks for adding to the entertainment today. I appreciate it. And the insight. Do appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, everybody was a dumb developer in 2013.
Right. Yeah. All right. Mr. Combs is BOE 133.
Looks like they've got 30.
So we got three. Does it matter which one we go first?
Just for the sake of, I believe 133 is the first.
133, 135, and, well, yeah, it may be after you.
may be right.
Just someone with 33 and 30.